must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. In Israel, there's been a temporary ceasefire. It will be only temporary. Hostages are being exchanged, freed. Israel is releasing some of the Hamas soldiers that have been apprehended, just a few. The ceasefire will not hold because the Hamas terrorists are, there is a spirit behind them. There is something that they cannot control. They have no way to keep from attacking. Hatred. The hatred of Islam toward the Jewish people. The hatred of Islam toward Judaism. The hatred of Islam toward Christianity. The world in general. Islam is a military operation. It is, yes, hiding under the umbrella of religion. It's a political system, a military system, surrounded by the deceptive thought of it is a holy religion. They will break the truce. No matter what Israel will allow, Israel could say today that, okay, we will end the war. It will be a short, this time the hatred is so deep, so great, it will be a short time. Hamas will break the truce. It's in their nature, it's in the system. The hatred is very, very deep in these terrorists. I'll give you an example. Ted Bundy. People that are convicted of sexual crimes, very perverted, murder. The spirit of murder and sexual perversion is so deep, they cannot be rehabilitated. Very few could be rehabilitated, but to be rehabilitated, they would have to become Christians. Even after they receive Christ, they may not be able to control their desires, because It is deep in the soul. And it Christ likened it to a worm so far into the soul, deep into the mind, the emotion, and the will of the individual. That worm cannot be taken out. It has to be controlled through prisons, through bars. Ted Bundy, there was no such thing as rehabilitation for Ted Bundy. Supposedly he became a Christian. Sentence had been passed, he was going to die. People that are in jail for sexual perversion, human sacrifice, all of these demonic, devilish attacks, behaviors, they cannot be rehabilitated. The psychiatric world has come up basically with the thought, and I don't remember who actually came out and spoke about it, but in the psychiatric world, they know these individuals can't be rehabilitated. It would be best to just execute them. There's no way to allow them back into society. It would be just a matter of time before they would once again begin to commit the crimes they were put in prison for. They can't be rehabilitated. With many of these terrorists in Islam, in the Muslim world, they can't be rehabilitated. The hatred is too deep. No matter what the UN, the US, all these agencies that would help with a ceasefire, that ceasefire will be broken. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being with your bachelor of arts, help you.
So I'll leave with that. I'll leave you with that thought. It's just a matter of time. Hamas will break the treaty. This war, as I have presented through the weeks, is a prophecy that has begun. It's a prophecy that is alive. It is awakened from its sleep. It was awakened on October 7th, 2023. The prophecy was dormant for 3,000 years. It just needed the right conditions. And now it has awakened. The prophecy is in motion. The prophecy will end when Israel removes all the terrorists out of Israel in the Gaza Strip, in the West Bank, just east of the area, just east of Jerusalem, in Lebanon, in Syria, and the conflict is going to expand into Syria, more so than what is taking place presently, and into the Jordan Strip. Israel is going to, at the conclusion of this war, the conclusion of Psalm 83, Israel will have expanded her boundaries, her border, into the present day Jordan. The end of the prophecy in Psalm 83, which could never take place until our time. Israel had to become a nation, which happened in May 14th, 1948. She had to become a powerful military, a nation with a powerful military, with an economy, a nation that would begin to conduct trade with the surrounding countries and internationally. And Israel would have to be one of the favorite sons, you might say, that's a bad description, of the United States of America. America would be there for Israel, to protect Israel, to assist Israel financially, militarily, politically, in every way. This nation is in an uproar. Many in the Democrat Party, Republican Party, Christians within the Christian churches, the assemblies, the Jewish, the religious Jewish people in Israel, in New York City, they're in an uproar. Initially and still presently, there is more support for the people in Gaza than there is for Israel. Now, let's make a distinction. The people in this Gaza Strip, they're not Palestinians. They are Arabs from Egypt, from other areas of the Middle East. They're not from Palestine. Palestine, before the Romans destroyed the temple, they called that area, which we know as Israel, they called it Palestine. That was a Roman name. There's no such thing as Palestinian. It was a Roman title. The English used the term back a century ago, Palestinians, because they picked up the name Palestine from the Romans. They used the term Palestinians for the people in the Gaza area, strip. They're Arabs. No such thing as Palestinians. Now you can call them Gazans. That's what they are. People from Gaza. In the Psalm 83 prophecy, the women and the children will be under a protective hand by God. Yes, there's going to be casualties. There's always casualties in war. But basically, in the scriptures, that additional scriptures, that Psalm 83 is a complete course meal, a meal with all the courses of that meal, of that whatever is set on the table for dinner. But there are other prophets throughout the Old Testament that also specifically identify the people that are being identified in Psalm 83. The people in northern Jordan, the Ammonites, central Jordan, the Moabites, the old King James terminology, the old ancient way to identify areas and families, then to the south, Esau, Jacob's twin brother. In Lebanon, you have the cities identified, Byblos and Tyre. You have Damascus identified. Syria is identified. And an area called Philistine, which would be Gaza, which was the land of the enemies of God, the Philistines. But we call them today Gazans. God, in the prophecies, has given an order. The women and children, his hand is upon them to protect them. The young men, they're on the verge of slipping into the enemies of God. It identifies the Hamas, Hezbollah, Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, all of these different companies of terrorists as enemies of God. This is the way that the scriptures put it. They hate God, they hate the children of Israel, and they want to destroy the name Israel. It's very, the verses that talk about, and the scriptures that talk about this war that's taking place now, it is a war where God is going to begin to present himself to the world, and the world is going to begin to pay attention. Christ said at the time, in the time before he comes, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Well, there aren't rumors any longer. The rumors now are a distant thought. The wars in the year, in the decade before Christ returns, have begun. These wars are going to lead to the final war, Armageddon. At the final war, all the Muslim armies will be there. The armies of Islam will be at Armageddon. The armies of the United States of America of the West will be at Armageddon. The Russians won't be at Armageddon. They will have been destroyed. The armies of Russia and other nations will have been destroyed 7+ years earlier. That war is soon to take place. China and the religions of the kings of the East will also be at Armageddon. Right now, there are 21 countries in the Arab nations that are beginning to gel, coalesce. There's been a coagulant added, you might say, to these nations, and the coagulant is the hatred of Israel. The coagulant that has been added to China and the Asian sisters that will come will be the hatred of the nation of America, the United States, and the hatred of the Jewish people in Israel. It's a campaign to destroy the Jewish people once and for all off the face of the earth. That's what Armageddon is about. The armies of the East, the West, the United States, America as empire, European nations, under the direction of a Antichrist leader, will take the armies also. They will be in Israel. They will have already occupied Israel, and the Muslim armies will come to attack Antichrist from the West, and the Chinese will come to attack Antichrist from the West. But all three of these groups, the purpose is they want to control the holy city, the city that God himself in his scriptures has stated is his city, patterned after his eternal city in the heavens, the New Jerusalem, or Jerusalem in the heavens, which will become a New Jerusalem in eternity. They're coming to occupy the most holy place where Jesus Christ was born, in that area where he lived, where he died, and where he resurrected. And the proclamations that this would be the place where God would meet with mankind. Well, Antichrist and his Antichrist forces, his occult forces, will be in Armageddon. Same with Islam, with their, they're looking for their, I guess you call him a the Mahdi, the imam, the prophet. Well, they think already the prophet may be the king of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman. And these 11 or these 21 Arab nations are looking at bin Salman as possibly the prophet that Islam has been waiting for. Well, he may be a prophet, but he is not the what the Christian world would call the Antichrist. In Revelation chapter 13, along with a false prophet. The false prophet and the Antichrist in Revelation 13 do not come from the Middle East. They do not come from Europe, from the Far East. They are specific. They come from a land called the United States of America. They arise from an empire. An empire that at the time that they begin to appear will be steeped in the occult, a center for the occult, a center where Christianity and Judaism or Judeo-Christianity has been pushed out. These two cannot, working together, cannot allow the thought of the God of heaven and his Christ or the Holy Spirit. They can only come from one location in the West, in an empire, a great empire, militarily, economically, politically, with technology, with the greatest insight into hidden technology of all the nations, and also this technology with the ability to cause laser to come from heaven anywhere in the world as they please, with technology to change weather anywhere in the world as they please, to trigger volcanoes to come alive, dormant volcanoes. They can excite the magma and they will erupt. This is in Revelation chapter 13. And people, when they see these two people that are baby boom generation children, they're baby boom generation children from the United States of America. And the world, when they begin to do their miracles through occult powers and technology, the world is going to wonder. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Let's continue in a few minutes.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
A high percentage of the American people aren't aware that we are living in the land of these two individuals in Revelation chapter 13. A beast that comes out of the sea, and trying to remember how the false prophet is identified, but they work together. They have access to the best, to the not best, to technology that the world hasn't been exposed to presently. Right out of the United States of America, the land of the plumed serpent. I'm trying to remember a Christian, I don't remember his name, wrote a book in the 90s. They researched the name of America. What did America mean? Who decided that Amerigo Vespucci, it was named after him. No, it wasn't. It is an occult term, land of the plumed serpent. Aztecs, Mayans, these satanic religions in Central America, Mexico. The land of the plumed serpent, of the land of Satan, a land destined to house two individuals of Revelation 13 that would use great occult powers and technology to deceive the world. And most of the apparatus to carry out the terror in the scripture and just from what we know that is available as far as understanding, their base for so much evil will come out of Colorado, right out of this high plateau, this mountain dead center in the land of the plumed serpent. Most of their evil will be conducted right out of Boulder, Colorado. Enkar and Noah, they control the weather. They watch the temperature of the ocean. They watch the wind currents. They map the wind currents of the earth in Fort Collins, Colorado, with their petabyte technology. But Boulder and Fort Collins have been tied in. They're also tied in to the site west of Cheyenne. Why Cheyenne? Because it's a military complex up there. Government. This is all, I think you could probably even Google it. You can Google to see the satellites that are controlled by NOAA and NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research, and National Oceanic Atmospheric Headquarters. And then they have systems on ships out in the ocean with these big golf ball size, like they have the ray domes, I guess they call them, by Buckley Air National Guard Base in Denver. But they have these systems out in the ocean, and they can steer moisture. They can warm up through their satellites the temperature of the water of the earth or of the seas as they desire. This is Tesla technology. The individual who brought this technology into the world, this technology that God allowed because prophecy had to be fulfilled. But Nikola Tesla is the one who brought the technology to J.P. Morgan, the Rockefeller family, these families, these dynasties. They milked his brain. They took all that Tesla made, documented it, and they've tested it all. They can throw power. They can throw electricity, just like throwing a baseball. You can take electricity and throw it from point A to point B, no problem. You can throw it from a generating station on Earth right to an aircraft, and the aircraft has all of the power that it needs. Or you can throw it to a satellite. We don't know what they can do. We're going to know very shortly. We're going to know what these two individuals can do. But now, we'll leave them, put that aside for a second or for a while. Let's go back to Israel. America has to fulfill her destiny in the Middle East. And to do that, Israel is going to be allowed to destroy all of the terrorist groups surrounding Israel and in Israel, in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, and in Jordan, all of Jordan, north to south. And then what's going to cap off the campaign, Israel will destroy the city of Damascus. The city of Damascus will be no more. It will be made invisible forever. It is ended. Its usefulness for the plans of God and prophecies in the Bible will be finished. There's no further need for the city of Damascus. America needs the United States. The United States needs Israel to fulfill the prophecy of Psalm 83. Because once Israel, you're not going to be able, this little army in Israel, our people are going to be shocked. Russia, all the China, they're going to be shocked. The campaign has just begun. You've seen Israel level areas of Gaza. Israel hasn't even begun. You wait to see what's going to happen. Eventually, the women and children are going to be removed out of that area. Israel, according to the prophecies, is going to once again have safe territory. They're not going to have enemies to the south and west inside the nation plaguing the Jewish people any longer. Can you imagine the uproar of the people internationally that hate Israel and the Jewish people? You know, when Damascus is destroyed, Bashar al-Assad, I think that Bashar al-Assad and the princes, and also in Amman, Jordan, I think the princes of these areas are going to be, I don't know if you want to use the word imprisoned, they're going to be held captive, some of them. The world is going to go mad. The world will go mad. But we'll let the world go mad. We'll take a break, be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Riders of the storm, riders of the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out of alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
we didn't have a choice. We were born into a storm. The storm, the decade before Christ returns, in the final decade, we began, I don't know when we entered into the final decade, it might have been about a year ago, but we are in the final 10 years before Christ returns. Christ, when he left, he said he would return. In the same way that he left, he would return. He returned in he left in a visible way. He will return in the clouds when he comes again. But he said there were things to look for. That there would be signs, there would be wonders. It would be evident that he was coming. It's evident we are in the final 10 years. One of the prophecies that must take place or come alive is Psalm 83. Israel doesn't have a choice. Israel has been given marching orders, has been, you might say, mustered, numbered for this war. The Jewish people, the citizens, can complain, protest, march in the streets, scream, rant, rave. They can make known their displeasure. But this government must go to battle, must win these wars, and will be successful. The United States, I stated this over the last couple of 3 years, when this war would begin, and I talked about it, I stated, to remind some of the listeners, you'll probably remember, the United Nations, the European nations, the European Military Command, NATO, Russia, China, the United States of America, the U.S. War Department, the Pentagon, the Arab nations, Saudi Arabia, Iran, doesn't matter. No nation, no one this time would be able to stop or interfere with Israel going to war with these enemies. God says in Psalm 83, Israel has been ordered, given a command to fight this battle, to be victorious, to fulfill prophecy. The United States will not interfere. Russia won't interfere. Every nation I just mentioned will not interfere. NATO cannot interfere. Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Daesh, whatever, they cannot interfere. They will not be able to stop Israel this time in this campaign. And the terrorist groups, they are under a command to continue to push, to provoke Israel in this battle. And with every attack, Israel will be victorious. America, we as a country, we have plans. And this time, the occult world in the United States of America, the occult world that is directing what happens in this country, their occult prophets have basically stated, leave Israel alone. Let them complete what they have to complete. Or you might think this is crazy. No, I tell you, in the occult world, they have their own prophets. They have their apostles. They have their pastors and teachers. They have their shepherds. That's what the occult world does. It's what they do. Right here in a good big old, and in this high plateau, Colorado, that's what the occult world does here. And the occult world in the seven hills of hell in Washington, D.C., no different. They know when God is going to fulfill prophecy. They don't like it. They want to change it. They can't. They are powerless. They cannot stop Israel in this campaign. Once this campaign is finished, there will be another prophecy that must be fulfilled. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. That's in the future. Let's stay with Psalm 83, Amos chapter 1, Zephaniah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 17, the destruction of Damascus. There are other chapters in books that I'd like to mention, but I don't have time. America must supply weapons as whatever Israel needs. America is commanded, ordained under a command by God. Whether America understands it or the American people understand it or not, it's irrelevant. We will supply Israel with military weapons as needed, finances as needed. We will help them in this campaign. The media demonizing Israel. We will help Israel in every way. And we will continue. So we'll be back. We'll finish the visit. We have one more segment. We'll be done. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Before we finish, I suppose I should get to my notes. I have my notes, and I haven't touched them. So I'll have to leave it till tomorrow, possibly. Russia and China declared war on February 4, declared war on the United States of America, and more importantly, not just the United States of America, but on the dynasty, the main dynasty of the United States, the ruling dynasty, they declared war on the Rockefeller family. On February 4th, 2022, at the Beijing Winter Olympics, China and Russia are now in a partnership, and the partnership is to destroy, was to destroy the global, the New World Order, the Rockefeller New World Order of the United States of America, and they have succeeded. What is happening presently is this family, which owns the United States of America, the war machine, the military-industrial complex, and most of the world, has been, is now at war with Russia and China. And Russia and China simply began, well, Russia actually, via Vladimir Putin, began a strategy of the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. In about a little over a month, there's five nations initially. There will be 11 nations on the first day of the coming year. This strategy is to gather all of the nations that have been under the sanctions and the military stranglehold, that be a, I don't know how you would phrase it, that have been basically sanctioned by the United States economically, militarily, through assassinations, the overthrow of governments, all the nations that will enter into what is called a multipolar world network of nations are at war with the United States of America, and their number one strategy is to destroy the U.S. petrodollar. They have done it. America can never recover from that strategy. The only thing, these dynasties, this main dynasty, what they're doing presently, their only option is to bring in a cashless society. And this is exactly what this country is trying to do as quickly as possible. It's too late. Even if they bring in a cashless system, it's too late. This dynasty is in the final years of its international control. It's over for the Rockefeller control network, working with other dynasties, elites of this country and Europe. Well, we'll have to continue that dialogue tomorrow if I can get to my notes. But until then, have a wonderful evening. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. This is KHNC Radio, 1360 AM. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Visit tomorrow.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.